Well, thank you, David. Thank you all for being here. Thank you to Lily for their hospitality today. I am grateful to be with you, and I want to thank all of you that are gathered here today representing industries and interests all over the Hoosier State for this exciting announcement. This is big, and I couldn't be more grateful for the collaboration over many years that has brought us to this point. You know, when I became governor of Indiana, I said we were going to make job creation job one. And to do that, we would want to promote policies and practices and initiatives that would encourage capital formation and investment in our traditional areas of strength. And we all in Indiana know what those are. Those are agriculture and manufacturing and logistics and life sciences. And the initiative that we will announce today, the Indiana Biosciences Research Institute, I believe will create a new platform for attracting investment in Indiana that is going to create jobs and opportunities in the Hoosier State for generations. And I'm grateful to everyone that's brought us to this point. Let me introduce the people that have been a part of this collaboration from the beginning. I don't think he got a sufficient round of applause, but David Johnson's leadership on this initiative has been seminal for many years. David, we are grateful to be able to partner with people. I'm also pleased to be joined by some of the most distinguished leaders in the state of Indiana in and around life sciences and our great research universities. Bart Peterson, who is the vice president of Eli Lilly and Company. Bart, thank you for your strong support of this initiative now and in the future. It's wonderful to share the stage with you. Steve Ferguson, the chairman of the Cook Group, who is with us as well, and told me in one of our early discussions in the governor's office over this topic that conversations about having an institute of this nature went all the way back to the Biden administration. Steve Ferguson has been a part of those conversations ever since. Antonio Galindez is the CEO of the Dow AgroSciences and has been a critical part of our discussions and our collaboration. He joins us on the stage as well. The CEO of Roche Diagnostics, Jack Phillips, is with us, and we are grateful for the partnership of Roche in this effort and their engagement today. We're also pleased to have representatives of our great research universities here in the Hoosier State. The Vice President of External Engagement, Bill Steffen, is with us on stage. Also the Vice President of Research at Purdue University, Richard Buckius, is here. And Bob Bernhardt, who is the Vice President of Research at Notre Dame University. And rounding out this extraordinary group of Hoosier leaders, Dan Evans, the CEO of IU Health. Join me in thanking all of these terrific leaders. You know, as I traveled across the Hoosier State applying for my current job, it became clear to me that, like many other states, Indiana was facing challenges in getting exciting breakthroughs in our university labs to market. Companies and universities were facing too many challenges when they tried to work together to commercialize new inventions. As a result, we simply haven't been realizing our potential in Indiana. And given the extraordinary reputation and power of our research institutions and our research and development heavy companies, the potential of this moment is enormous. As I said, this is big. And I want to explain to you in a few minutes that I've been given this morning why. Now, from the time we first announced our proposal for an Indiana Biosciences Research Institute in the summer of 2012, I believe that bringing together our vibrant life sciences community with our world-class research universities is an idea whose time has come. This is about increasing investment in life sciences, manufacturing, and agriculture. And let me say very clearly, this will mean jobs in Indiana. And that's really what brings us all here today. This is a partnership between private enterprise, our academic institutions, and the state of Indiana and the people of Indiana. And it's a partnership that's truly unique. It's unique in this sense, not because there's no other framework like this around the country, but because this is truly industry-driven. And as a result, it's set up to respond to market signals more effectively than other prestigious research institutes around the country. It's also unique because it will allow us to tap into the deep reservoir of lab-based experimentation and innovation, not just in one university, but in universities all across our great state. The Indiana Biosciences Research Institute was born of that concept of collaboration. And so from the first day I took office, we've been bringing together the leaders that you see on the stage here today, the institutions that you see on the stage here today, to drive this effort to this point. People who know me well know I'm a collaborator. And I believe great things happen when you bring great people together. And today, with the advent of the Indiana Biosciences Research Institute, we're going to be rolling our sleeves up and doing the hard work with the people that are in this room, who formed the working group, who did their research, who drafted the plan, and I couldn't be more excited to be here at the advent of this important Indiana institution. It is about collaboration, but let me also acknowledge the extraordinary contribution of the Indiana General Assembly. When we brought this idea to members of the Indiana General Assembly and to the leadership represented here by Speaker Brian Bosma, it hadn't gotten a lot of discussion publicly. As we like to say, an above-the-fold appeal. But I have to tell you that leadership in the House of Representatives under Speaker Bosma and under Senate President Pro Tem David Long brought together bipartisan support to come alongside this extraordinary contribution, and we would not be here today but for the strong support of the Indiana General Assembly. And Speaker Bosma, let me thank all of the members and you personally for your great leadership in bringing this together. If I haven't mentioned before, let me say it again. This is big. And let me close by telling you why. First, the innovation that will come out of the doors of the Indiana Biosciences Research Institute into the marketplace is going to create Hoosier jobs. And not just any jobs, but high-wage, high-demand jobs. In other words, the kind of jobs Indiana needs more of. The entrepreneurial activity that the Institute will promote is going to be good for our state. Research shows clearly that when you get critical mass of professional jobs, such as those in life sciences, it raises wages and jobs prospects in related industries and services. When we have a red-hot sector of our economy that creates the kind of jobs that we need more of, you ought to pour gas on it. And that's exactly what we're doing with this institute, is pouring gas on the bright flame of our life sciences sector here in the Hoosier State. Secondly, this is big because this institute will serve as a global talent magnet. We're going to be finding a world-class CEO and a group of initial researchers that will bring investment and resources from all over the world. And our aim here is to bring some of the leading talent in life sciences to Indiana, but let me be clear on this point. Our objective also is to keep the world-class talent that is graduating from our great research universities here in Indiana. And the results of the research and development that's done at this institute is going to give us an opportunity not only to attract world-class talent to the Hoosier State, but also we're going to stem the brain drain, and we're going to keep the best and brightest in increasing measure right here in Indiana. And lastly, by fostering greater collaboration between the giants of our life sciences industries and our globally recognized research universities, we are going to promote the development of the kind of breakthroughs that will improve the health and well-being of Hoosiers and people all over the world. The focus of the research and development that will take place here on health issues that, as we all know, and we say with heavy hearts, impacts too many Hoosiers, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. We're going to come up with the breakthroughs here that are going to benefit Hoosiers and deal with some of the maladies that our own citizens deal with in too many numbers. And we're going to improve the health and well-being of people around the world. So that's why this is big. I'm grateful that all of you that are here today have recognized this. I thank you for each of your part in bringing the Indiana Biosciences Research Institute to reality. Creating jobs, attracting world-class talent, stemming the brain drain, and saving lives. Not a bad day's work.